I'm 15 years old, and I've had 2 organ transplants, and without which I wouldn't be here today. And I'd say that donating an organ is one of the most amazing things that a person can do, because you're sort of indirectly saving somebody's life.
What did they tell you, Cecilia, about the person who had donated their organs for you?
Normally they don't tell you much. All I know that the person who donated his heart to me was a teenage boy, and I think he died of brain injury.
Yeah.
And my mum actually donated her kidney to me.
Wow.
So, yeah.
And I'm almost stuck for a question, Cecilia, because, I mean, I'm slightly knocked back by that. So you've had a heart transplant before the... How long ago was it?
I had my heart transplant in 2010 when I was 10 years old, and I had my kidney transplant in 2012.
I presume everything's fine. You sound fine.
Yeah, everything's going well at the moment. I was ill for a long time afterwards, and then I actually got a couple of brain tumours, but that's like a whole other story. I'm doing really well at the moment.
Well, you've been through the mill then, haven't you? At the age of 15, yeah. Been through all that. I mean, how do your friends react to what's happened to you and what you've gone through?
Well, I think at first it was sort of a big shock, because normally you don't really meet someone who's casually had 2 transplants.
Mm.
But I think all my friends are sort of used to it now. You know, we sort of... They've got used to the fact that I was really ill, so they don't act surprised anymore.
Well, I bet you every single one of them, when they're old enough, will want to register on the organ transplant register.
Well, I would hope so, yeah. If I could make that difference, make those people sign up to the organ donor register, then that's a really, really good thing.
What did you... I don't know if you were listening when Ash was calling. He was saying that he would only want any of his organs to go to somebody who hadn't abused their body. Do you understand that? Ooh. Or do you think that if somebody's going to donate an organ, it's for the medics to decide who the organ goes to?
I think I can sort of see where he's coming from, because there are some people, I guess, like me, who fell ill out of no fault of their own, and then there are some people who, you know, smoke and drink and things like that, so they'll need liver transplants. But I think sort of everyone deserves a chance at living, and as long as that person isn't going to get a new liver and then immediately go straight back to smoking and drinking, if they know that it's a new chance at life and they have to take it seriously,
How's your mum? I mean, donating a kidney is a quite serious thing to do, and I mean, she obviously, any mother is going to do whatever she can for her child, but I mean, it's a big decision to make, isn't it?
Yeah, definitely, but my mum always says it's one of the best decisions she's ever made, because obviously a live person can't donate their heart, so when I was in hospital and I needed a heart, they just had to sit back and wait for a heart to come. But when I needed a kidney, my mum and dad were both tested, so they knew that they could help in some way, which I think was a really good thing for them, because that's all they wanted to do.
Yeah. Well, I hereby make you caller of the week on LBC, Cecilia. Thank you so much for phoning in.